Welcome to the Thursday, February 16th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording today from Berkeley, California. Crypto keys are in the news again. This time the attention goes to RSA keys. While RSA is the name of a large security company, don't confuse it here. It is related to the RSA encryption algorithm, but here we're talking about the encryption algorithm, not the particular company that used to own that algorithm. The excitement this time is about how the public-private key pairs are created. No matter how good the algorithm, it doesn't matter if the key is not created correctly and managed well. To find out if the keys were created correctly, researchers collected the public part of the key. Now, if you're connecting to an SSL server or, for example, a public PGP key, you will get the public part of the key, and that's what these researchers used to do their analysis with. Now, as a first finding, they found that about 1% of the keys are duplicates, so the same key is used in several places. That's usually a bad practice, and you should have different key pairs for different purposes, even within the same organization. But then again, that's only 1%, so not really all that critical. Next, they looked at the exponents used to derive these keys. That actually looked pretty good. There were only about 8, I think it was, out of the 50 or so thousand they collected. So 8 individual keys had this bad exponent of 1. That means that the private key would be trivially to derive. The other thing they found is there is still some of the keys out there from the Debian vulnerability a couple years back, where Debian Linux had a problem with its key generating algorithm that led to weak keys. So these keys are still around, but again, a fairly small number, much less than 1% of the total keys available. Well, so what's the lesson here? The lesson is that actually these keys are usually pretty good. Like the problem keys are far less than 1% of the total keys out there. The larger problem is probably the entire key management process and such. Like for some of these keys, you may be able to find the private key around somewhere just because it wasn't generated in a safe way, or then the entire SSL trust mechanism or so, which is really not part of RSA. That usually leads to more problems than the algorithm or the key generation. Another sort of lesson that was pointed out by these researchers is that in particular embedded devices tend to have weak keys just because they don't have a reasonable way of creating random numbers in such a device. And that's also where they found some of these reused keys, where a manufacturer installs the same secret key in every single copy of the device. In other news, Anonymous is after stock exchanges this week and launched a denial of service attack against the public websites of the NASDAQ, the Chicago Board of Options Exchange, CBOE, and BATS, another equity exchange. Now, as a result, their public websites were down at least partially Monday and Tuesday. However, that doesn't really have any impact on trading activity. And Adobe released yet another patch. This patch, which was released yesterday, is for the Adobe Flash Player. This comes after Adobe released on Tuesday two bulletins for RoboHelp and Shockwave Player. Now, this Flash Player update fixes a number of different vulnerabilities, one of which at least appears to have been already used in the wild. So this is definitely a patch that you do want to apply, and sadly it hasn't really been publicized very well so far. I'm not really sure if that counts as an out-of-band patch or what was exactly going on here. Typically, Adobe does release its bulletins on Tuesday, so not 100% sure why this one was delayed a couple days. Well, and that's it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.